Today's episode, we're going to talk more about money, but we're looking at the energetics aspect of it. It's about receiving money, holding on to money, and feeling worthy of money. Stay tuned. All right. Money, honey. We talked about the numbers last week on our last episode. If you haven't watched that one, I'll make sure that it's linked with this one so that you can check that out. But we were talking about what it looks like to actually put together a business that makes the type of money that we want. I use the average of about 10K a month because that's a number that a lot of people come to me. Some people come to me at 5K a month. A lot of people are around that 10. That's what they're looking for to achieve in their businesses. One of the things that I find comes up, though, is as we're talking about this goal and as we're wanting to create a business that allows for us to make that kind of money, we start seeing some self-sabotage come up, start seeing some limiting beliefs come up, we start seeing some fear come up. And this usually happens a lot when it comes to the part of starting to actually show up in our businesses. So this is really, really interesting to me. Now, if you don't have a business and you're here just because you're like, well, I want to heal my money, this is going to be the same thing. It's going to be when it's time to take action. So example, I start working with clients. We start building out signature offers. Y'all know I'm really big about signature offers. We start creating the ascension funnels. We put all of the framework in place. I have invited them to start showing up and start building a community, start building an audience so that we have someone to launch to. And what I'll see is there's usually the resistance. I'll do it by next call. I'll do it by next call. I'll do it next week. And then we kind of get to a point where there's just no more time to push it off. And it's like, okay, we've got this done. Now, who are we sharing this with? Like, we have to be showing up, right? In order to share our offer, in order to have people that want to buy it from us, right? Like, it doesn't really make sense to have this all put together if we don't tell anyone about it. So this is where this kind of fear comes in, and it goes into this self-sabotage energy. So a lot of times we'll see that subconsciously we manifest circumstances into our reality that we have to take care of first. Well, once this dies down, then I'll be able to do that. Once this is over with, then I'll be able to do that. Once, then. Okay, so this is something to keep an eye out. I've seen this so many times. And so we have to figure out, what is this real block? Now, a lot of times it does have to do with that witch wound energy, which I've put out some videos on that. Y'all can check those out on my YouTube. But with that energy, that fear that I'm going to be persecuted by putting myself out, part of that fear is actually having money. Okay, so if we have money, we have more to lose. If we have money, we feel like we are more of a target. If we have money, then we have to know what to do with it. And we've most likely been disempowered and been taught and felt that we don't deserve our own money. Again, we've inherited this. How long did it take for women to be able to have their own bank accounts? Well, that was like 100 years ago. My grandmother, who passed away a few years ago, was alive when when women were granted the right to vote. Okay, so it's like we think that this stuff was so long ago, but it wasn't. It was not that long ago when women didn't even have the right to have their own money. And so having this paradigm within us that we've inherited, that's been passed down, that's been taught to us from our grandmothers, great-grandmother, our mothers even, depending on how old we are, we've seen this, and there's this part of us that's like, no, I don't want my own money because then I'm responsible for what happens to it. Then I'm responsible for having to buy the house and pay for this and manage the money. And that becomes scary. It becomes overwhelming because there's that program in us that says, well, you're not even supposed to have this in the first place. So we subconsciously push against it. We subconsciously are like, nope, I have these gifts. I have this amazing program. I have so much to offer. I know what I can do to really help people. But when it comes to the aspect of now we're in that energy exchange of I'm going to start having money come in, this is a real thing. We're shut down. We get scared. It becomes a block. So we need to work on a few different things when it comes to this. I have my notes. So if I keep looking down, that's why y'all know me with my notepad. I have to have notes. Otherwise, that will just go off on a tangent. One of the biggest things that we'll talk about when it comes to healing this is that worthiness aspect, that I deserve to have support. Now, I've talked about this before. This might be some of you, your first time coming across me. Welcome. But money is a masculine energy. It's an energy of provision, protection, support. If we are not in an energy where we have learned to receive from the masculine, to feel worthy of support, protection, provision, if we have not experienced this, seen what it looks like, money is going to be a foreign thing to us. Even though we've messed with it, we've had it in our life our entire time that we've been here, but the actual like relationship with money, the actual like, okay, I have you now. You're coming into my life in abundance. And now I'm going to be very intentional with you to create security, protection, and provision for me. This is a very different energy than living paycheck to paycheck or being minimally provided for. Very different. So we have to look at that and say, okay, where in my energy am I feeling like I'm not worthy of being supported, protected, and provided for? Now, I want to be clear. When I say those things, we're not saying that we just need to have a man come in and do those things for us. We don't want that. We don't need that anymore. We can create this for ourselves. But the money is going to be what supports, provides, and creates that level of protection, right? Protection against starvation, protection against weather because we can afford a home, protection against breaking down on the side of the road because we can afford a nice car, right? So it's this energetic component. So what part of me is feeling a block, is feeling resistance to allowing myself to be supported in these types of ways? So that's going to be one thing. And I would invite you to get your own little notebook out and just kind of jot that down. Look through it, like think on it. Okay, that's interesting. What parts of me don't feel like that's okay, really? That it's okay for me to be taken care of in this way. And even though it's not someone else doing it, it's money doing it. But because we have not felt that we are worthy enough to have that type of unconditional support, it's going to be challenging to feel what it feels like to be a vibrational match to having it. If that makes sense. For example, if you grew up with a parent who was very conditional, meaning they would only provide you with resources if you made them happy. So maybe it was, here, you can borrow the car as long as you're following my rules and making me happy, but I'll use it and hold it over your head as a threat to keep you controllable. Maybe it was the same thing with emotion. If you don't behave exactly how I want, act exactly how I want, do exactly what I want, then I'm going to emotionally abandon you and withdraw emotional support and create this environment of scarcity and lack and where you don't feel provided for. Now that could be a mother or a father, but it's this energy. You no longer feel provided or protected, right? Provided for or protected. So it's like, we have to look at these things. We have to look at them and figure out, okay, where was this pattern? Where did this start happening? So that we can go back and start healing that. Because if that is still existing in our body in a frequency, we're going to find that we are a vibrational match to more of that same frequency. There's no way around that. So becoming very aware and conscious of it is going to be an important thing. The next thing is going to be about the lack mindset. Okay, so lack mindset is there's never enough. I can't do that. I'm not capable or qualified because I don't have what I need. So I see this a lot. It happens a lot in like the spiritual realm, because this is where we hear about like twin flames and stuff like this, where there's this ideology where it's like, I need something or someone in order for me to XYZ. So once that perfect man comes in and can empower me and make me finally feel the way that I desire to feel, then I'm going to have enough inspiration and courage, et cetera, to XYZ. Once I find the right mentor that can enable me to feel this way, then because I'm in their energy, they're going to be this magic ticket. I almost said a different word. I'm like, I'm going to get flagged if I say that. They're going to be this magic thing that suddenly now everything is fixed and it's okay. As long as we're in this space of there is an outside entity that I'm waiting on in order for me to start experiencing success, soul fulfillment, stepping into what I'm meant to be stepping into my soul calling. As long as we are waiting for this phantom entity to come in, we're in a state of lack. That is lack mindset. That is, I am not enough. I don't have enough. There's not enough. I am lacking. Okay. This is something we also need to heal. We also need to focus and go inward, say, why don't I feel that I'm enough? Just me. There's nothing wrong with wanting that divine partner. There's nothing wrong with getting a mentor that can help you and teach you so that you can collapse time. I do it all the time for my clients. There's nothing wrong with that. But the energy that we go into it with is what matters. The energy, if we're looking at it from a diminishment of our own power, if we're looking at it from a surrender of our own power, saying, I need this person because without them, I'm incapable. That is lack. So that is a mindset that needs to be healed, needs to be looked at, so that we have that invitation to say, why don't I feel like I'm? What was I told as a child? What have I learned through media and magazines and TikTok and social media and all of this stuff? What have I learned that has made me feel that me, myself, and I am not capable? Here's the reality. With videos like this, with the internet, we all can access the information that we need to do anything, really, truly. But this is a big place where so many, especially women, struggle, where they're waiting for someone instead of taking that initiative and saying, well, I'm going to figure this out on my own. I'm going to entertain myself and research it. It's because there's this diminishment and surrender of power, because that's what we've been programmed. We've been taught. We've been taught to be like that, to wait. Don't talk, wait. Don't take action, wait for my permission. Okay? This is what we've been programmed with. So as long as we're still operating in that same energy and afraid to take those action steps, afraid to fail, afraid to make a mistake, we're going to find that we're going to stay in that space of I'm waiting. I'm waiting for someone else so that I can kind of hide behind them. I want to move forward. I genuinely do. And I'm saying this, I will be honest, I've been in this energy in the past. I have been in this energy. I was the type that could come into anybody's business and just make it flourish. within weeks to months, like complete overhaul, huge difference in business. But when it came to me starting my own business, I struggled a lot for years because it was for me and I didn't have anybody to hide behind. I couldn't be that magic person behind the curtain that was doing it all. I was now the face. I was now representing all of this. And that was intimidating because I wasn't having someone telling me it was okay. I didn't have a boss anymore saying, it's okay. This is what I want you to do. Perform for me. This energy. So this is stuff that we have to look at as well. We have to look at this and say, okay, where am I surrendering my power? And what action steps can I start taking to start showing and taking more initiative to give myself permission to take that action? Okay.
Hey, Nancy here. Sorry to interrupt this video right now, but I want to remind you, if you are looking to improve your feminine embodiment and want to stand more in your feminine power, go ahead and grab my authority activation today. You can either click the link below in the description or scan the code right here.
Let's also look at money beliefs. What beliefs have we created around money itself? Money doesn't grow on trees. Rich people are terrible people and they're selfish. They don't care about anyone. Money is the root of all evil, right? Like, what have we been taught about money itself? That is all stuff that we really need to break apart and digest and look into. Because if we're having those messages in our mind, we're going to find that we subconsciously push away. Push it, push it, push it. I don't want money now. I'm not evil. I have money. That's going to make me evil. I don't want that. Like, ew. But golly, this car, I need a new one. Shoot. How do I balance all this? Right? It's a weird paradigm that we fall into because of these blanketed beliefs. And they've been taught to us usually by people that do have money, right? Because they're saying money is evil. So you don't want it. Give it to us instead. Okay. But you've seen this, this has happened in the church. That's really where that all started. It's like, but the church was very well off. And then everyone else is struggling and suffering because money is power. And that was the goal. Okay. So what beliefs are we struggling with? And what I want for all of these, write these down, really look at this. And then I've got a practice for you, an exercise that you can do daily. That's going to help you. So I'll get that to that in just a moment. But looking at these different things, the worthiness, the lack mindset, and money beliefs, write them down and really start to digest, dissect it, look at it. What programs am I having? And what new narratives do I need to replace them with? Okay. Is it safe to have money? What would happen if we had $1 million? Now it's easy to fantasize about this, right? Oh, you know, I'd get a boat and I'd buy this and I would do that. The reality is, any more days, $1 million is not going to get us that far, right? You can buy one house for $1 million now, the same house you could have bought for half that BC before COVID, right? It's like the money doesn't even get us that far. But in our minds, we're still thinking, oh yeah, I can do this and I can do that and I can do this. And there's not even a realistic attachment to it. So what I want to invite you into is looking at this aspect of, we'll say $1 million because that's a big one and, it's just easy. But looking at this aspect of $1 million and thinking to yourself, how does that make me feel? What would I do with that money? Would I know what to do with that money? Would I be afraid and just leave it there? I would just not touch it. I don't know. I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'm going to do something wrong with it. So I'm just not even going to mess with it. Okay. It's probably my possum archetypes right there. All right. Maybe some of my vultures too would be like, I don't know. I don't deserve that money. So I'm just going to not use it for anything or let other people take it from me. My sheeps would let people take it. They would give it away in order to be liked and meet people's needs and people please. But we have to really think on this. Start practicing those scenarios in your mind. Okay, if I was suddenly blessed with this amount of money, what would I do? Who would I talk to about it? Would I go get a financial advisor? Would I learn how to invest? Would I take the initiative to try to find every bit of information that I could on YouTube about investments and property and or Airbnb or whatever, so that I could take this gift and grow it into something more? Would I feel confident enough to do that? Would I have the security within myself to say, yeah, let's see what I can do with this. This is amazing. It's $1 million that I didn't have. If I lose it, well, I didn't have it to begin with. But if I am smart and invest in the right ways, I can triple, quadruple, 10 times it, right? So like, where are we with these beliefs? So getting real with ourselves on that as well. What would I do? How would I operate through this? And how would I want to? What would I want to do? Probably that last scenario sounds pretty good. Say, yes, I would want to be empowered and say, okay, I've got money now. I can do stuff that people with money do. I'm going to go invest. How do I do this? Let me learn. Let me binge watch as much information as I can, right? Instead of being afraid or feeling unworthy enough, so we just spend it all until it's gone. And it's like, oh crap, all that's gone. It just went away. Vultures would do that. Okay. So yeah, my possums would probably just not touch it. Sheep would end up giving it away to people to help them out. And vultures would probably spend it very fast to get rid of it because they don't feel that they are worthy of it. Those are all my underactives. I haven't done my overactive videos yet. But that's that. So if you're attaching to any of those, I would go find those videos on the archetypes, because that will help you and get more clarity. All right, last one here is, am I capable of earning X, Y, and Z? So this is a big one. Our capability, or am I capable of doing this? Can I do this? This is a really interesting one, because again, when we look at it, we all have the same access to information. If we have a phone or an internet hookup, we all can access the same information. I've been thinking about this myself as I work to build my YouTube channel. I've looked at some other like podcasters and some influencers, looking and seeing they have like 7 million subscribers. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like that seems very daunting, right? Like, I'm like, how in the world can I do that? How in the world am I going to get to that point? And they started with just one subscriber, just like I did, right? Two, they kept showing up and they kept taking that initiative. They kept just going and taking risks and probably asking people to do interviews and promoting themselves however they could and wherever they could, and asking to be a guest speaker and to have other influencers come and speak on their podcast. You know, they took risks. They put themselves out there. It's not that they had some magic something like this, you know, magic phone that theirs works better to get them better views. Like, we all have the same phone. You know what I mean? We all have the same internet connection. We all have the same platforms. But it's the get up and go, that I believe I can do this, so I'm going to make it happen kind of energy. So if we're in the space of, well, I don't think I can, that seems way too big, seems way too daunting, that seems way out of my wheelhouse, then we're not even going to try. We won't try. And we'll just think that's for someone else. It's not for me. Even though we have access to the same thing. We both start out with zero followers or subscribers. We both start out with a brand new business that's not making any money. But one person keeps going and one person doesn't. This one keeps going even when it's hard and they get rejected and it's not working out as fast as they wanted it to. And this one gives up because it's not happening. They're not seeing it. When we're looking at this with the capability belief, one of the things that's going to help you, if you find where you're like, yep, I struggle to keep going because I'm not seeing results and it's hard, this is because you don't believe in yourself and you don't believe in your worth and you are lacking that same like that belly gut fire when it comes to what you're creating. This is the invitation for the expansion for you. It's to start looking at, okay, well, what is it that I want? When we look at the contribution and the impact, holding on to that, that is going to take the worthiness aspect out. So this is why I say this a lot when I'm working with clients. The first thing we do is create their brand story. And part of that is, why are you here? Why are you even wanting to do what you're here to do? That is what we have to focus on. Because if you have a passion for educating people on a specific topic, because you want to make an impact and you want to be an impact leader, not an influencer, but an impact leader, you're just going to keep showing up because you're passionate about making the impact. And then having the right systems in place, the money is going to come in. But if we're so focused on the validation aspect of, oh, I didn't get enough like dopamine hit back from this, so I don't know if I can keep going with it because I'm not getting enough back, we're going to tap out. We're going to drop off. But if we're coming at it from a space of, I am passionate about this and I want to make a difference when it comes to this topic, it won't matter. It won't matter. And then we just keep going. So now I can hear some of you, even though you're watching this when I'm not recording it, but I can already hear it, but I still need to make money. Still need to make money. You're right. So you might need to have a job while you're starting your business. A lot of people had to do that. I've had to do that. You have to work a job so that you can make that minimum amount. And on top of that, work on building your business. I'm a single parent that did that. Okay. It is, again, it's possible. Is it easy? No. My two books that are behind me that I've written so far, 2 out of 3 for the series, I would stay up after I would put my little one to bed. And I would stay up for 1 to 2 hours and write every night. I would make the time to get those done after I worked a full day at my regular job. Come home, take care of my child, put them to bed. And then I would take that time. I wouldn't watch Netflix. I wouldn't stream something. I wouldn't scroll through TikTok. I would take that time and I would write because I wanted to get that message out. I was passionate about it. It was important to me. I had the time. I made the time. So if we have something that is important enough to us, we will figure it out. So if you're struggling in that, you've got to figure out why. Why am I here? What am I passionate about? And if that desire for the contribution is not big enough, it's not going to work out. It just won't. I'm sorry. I respect you enough to just be that person to say it's not. So we have to figure out, how passionate are we about the contribution that we want to make? And as long as I've followed the Intuitive Femme framework and set everything up properly in my business in the back end, I show up in all my passion and all my fire in my message, and I make an impact. And because I'm doing that, because I'm so passionate about the contribution I want to make, I'm now being supported because I have the right framework set up in the back end. Okay. Here's the practice. Here's the practice for those of you that have hung out with me. I try to keep these between 20 and 30 minutes. So we're right at 30. But if you've hung out with me this time, I want to invite you to make this just kind of part of your nightly routine. Maybe you meditate. I would invite you to do that. Maybe you meditate in the mornings, maybe in the evenings. I don't know when, but I will invite you into that space. Something that you can do in this meditation is visualization. And I want you to visualize an amount of money in your bank account that you would ideally say, we'll say 1 million again. I'm holding my phone, I'm looking at my online banking, or I'm on my computer and I'm looking at it, and there's $1 million in there. How does that make me feel? For some of us, we get a pang of anxiety. It feels so foreign and bizarre to us that we're like, what the hell am I going to do with that? right? It feels uncomfortable. So use that as a guiding point for you. Lower the amount in your visualization. Okay, maybe I'm going to go down to 500,000. How do I feel with that? Still making me kind of, that doesn't feel like, oh my God, that's a lot of money. 250, maybe down to 100,000, maybe down to 25,000. What number feels good, feels safe to you? And hold that. So every night you're going to go in and you're going to envision with gratitude, I've got $25,000 in my account. Yes, this feels really, really aligned. This feels really good. This feels really safe. Now that I've gotten to a space where I feel completely aligned with this amount, I'm going to tick it up just a little. Maybe I had a bonus. So now I have $27,000 in my account. How does that feel? Okay, I'm still okay with that. Let's take it up 28. Yep. Let's go to 35. Ooh, no, the threes are scaring me. That doesn't feel good. Okay, how about 29? Yeah, that's still familiar enough. I've gotten myself aligned with that. Okay, yeah. And then we stay there for a little while. I know that this seems kind of silly, but it's not. It's not, because if we can't even hold the amount in our imagination, we will not be able to hold that amount in the physical 3D. And if something were to happen and we did get that money, whatever it is in our imagination, like that would play out. Okay. It would not be a blessing to us, for most of us, to get that kind of money. This is why we hear people when they win the lottery, they end up broke and like going to debtor's prison. I don't even know if that's still a thing, but it doesn't work out for them very well because they blow it all. They have no idea what to do with it. And so it's like a thermostat, their money, somebody let the door open and all the hot air came in. But once the door was shut, the thermostat brought the temperature right back down to where it was, right? Because those people never changed their money thermostat to match that new temperature, to keep it there. It's the same thing with healing, the same thing with money. So practice this every night, every morning. See, how much can I hold? How much money can I hold? Okay. If you want to take this deeper, I invite you to click the link down in the description to apply for the Untangled process. This section, what I cover today in this video, is actually one of the weeks that we go through. So we work on prosperity and we go through and reprogram and clear out the worthiness, the lack mindset, all of that kind of stuff. We find where it came from, where it is in the body, and we clear it, reprogram it, and get rid of it. So if you're thinking, okay, I do need to take a deeper look into this and need some support with that, just find that link in the description and go ahead and apply, and we'll see if we can get you partnered with the right practitioner or myself. All right, that is what I have for you today. I hope that this was helpful. If you have questions, of course, leave them in the comments. And if you found something that was helpful to you and you learned something, I bet one of your friends will too. So make sure to share this. I will see you all next time, next week on our next episode. Thank you and namaste.